Introduction. Plans were laid for Neuenburg Castle in approximately 1090 by Count Ludwig the Springer of Thuringia, who had previously founded the Wartburg in Eisenach. The two are sister castles. The latter was responsible for continuing and securing the Ludwig family line in the west, and Neuenburg Castle was assigned to this task in the east. The family is known as the Ludowinger line after the name of their firstborn son, Ludwig. The first castle on this site was constructed up until about 1150. To the left in the courtyard, you will see the outline of a circular wall in the cobbles, which marks the foundations of the once enormous castle keep. The adjoining building was then a single-story hall church, and its successor, the Romanesque double chapel with its fleur-de-lis windows, has now replaced it. The first living quarters were built in the immediate vicinity. The son of the castle's founder, Ludwig I, belonged to the ranks of the most powerful counts in central Germany. In 1131, he was honored with the title of Landgrave of Thuringia, and with this was also respected as the king's representative. Between the approximate dates of 1170 to 1230, the Landgraves of Neuenburg commissioned the building of a splendid castle in a style representative of their social standing. Thus, the double chapel was built, which stood at right angles to an impressive many-story palace, which constituted the living and representational accommodation. The first large tower was demolished, and in an easterly direction the new fortifications went as far as the castle keep, Dicke Wilhelm, or Fat William, which is still standing today. In 1230, the castle and its outbuildings occupied an area of about 30,000 square meters, which can still be seen today. The famous Wartburg Castle would have fitted inside it three times over. In 1257, the male Ludowinger line fizzled out, and Neuenburg Castle was transferred to the Margraves of Meissen from the House of Wettin. They later became the Prince-Electors of Saxony, and the castle remained under Saxon rule until the beginning of the 19th century. It was often redesigned and extended during this time, and was used for both living accommodation and as a hunting palace, which was a grand form of hunting lodge, and was thus renamed as Neuenburg Palace. The magnificent Baroque portal, dating from 1704, in front of the entrance of the regal building on your left-hand side, is an example of one of these many alterations. After 1815, many significant Saxony territories fell into the hands of the Prussians, including Freiburg, and with it Neuenburg Castle. It was under Prussian rule, in the middle of the 19th century, that the castle and its chapel were first listed as national monuments and duly cared for. And, as the guestbook can prove, the ensemble has been a favorite destination for interested people such as yourself ever since. 1935 witnessed the opening of the first museum, a museum of local history, which was founded by a citizen of Freiburg, Otto Krauschwitz. During the National Socialist regime, a large part of the castle accommodated three Nazi girls' schools belonging to the German Federation. Following the Second World War, the castle was first occupied by American, then by Russian troops. It was plundered and damaged. Certain areas also served as living accommodation for refugees. In 1951, it was possible to reopen, and it soon became a favorite tourist destination. About 20 years later, one of the most solemn chapters in the castle's history began. The church and fencing hall suffered from dry rot, which went right up to the roof trusses. The museum had to be closed to visitors, and contrary to the proclamations of those politically responsible at the time, the swift renovation and reopening failed to be carried out. In 1983, only the castle keep, Dicke Wilhelm, was made publicly accessible. This is, of course, worth mentioning, but the main castle fell into a state of disrepair, and in 1989, a bolt of lightning led to massive fire damage in the North Gallery wing. This is, of course, easily distinguishable by its new red roof. Hard to believe, but the fire also brought some good with it. During the political changes of 1989, it seemed to become a signal, with the effect that a group of Freiburg citizens came together to found a new museum team and gained access to the castle area, which had been sealed off with barbed wire. These determined and dedicated people demanded the disclosure of the whereabouts of the various museum components and ensured that their new museum team was approved. Since then, with the aid of state financial support, private funds, and a very active local team of helpers, the upkeep of the castle and the development and design of its museum are really taking shape. The museum was supported at first by the town of Freiburg. Then, from 1998 to 2004, it was transferred to the Organization for Saving and Preserving Neuenburg Castle, which had been formed by the aforementioned Freiburg citizens. In 2005, it was taken into the care of the Organization of Cathedrals and Castles in Saxony-Anhalt, and along with partner companies and the help of the original citizen-led initiative, this organization will secure the future of this, one of the most significant castles in central Germany. So, that was 900 years worth of history in 6 minutes. Indeed, you can have a look at the castle and its surrounding area on your own, and create your own impression of it. And the two tours will take you about an hour each. The museum tour begins in the double chapel, where you will find the museum sign in the entrance. When you enter, please select number 02. The first stop on the tour of the exterior is the fountain courtyard, which is number 16.